Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called What Great Service Providers Do. Over the last few months, I've had the opportunity to hire and partner with other service providers. It's been interesting because I'm usually the one service providing. These have been great learning experiences for me as I've gotten to enjoy firsthand the benefits of working with really good service providers, as well as feel the frustration and disappointment resulting from working with some not so good ones. I thought I'd share my observations from the other side of the table here. To clarify, I'm talking about professional service providers like research firms, designers, transcription services, etc., although personal service providers may share the same qualities. I also should explain that I am writing this as much for myself as for my readers, because I know I need to be vigilant about these things. So this isn't meant as a judgmental or arrogant rant. Consider it more a call to arms. So let's get on with it. Here's my list of the seven things great service providers do. Number one, understand you. Great service providers do whatever it takes to really understand their clients and what they want and need. This may seem like a no-brainer, but I can't tell you how many service providers seem more concerned about the project and the process than about the client. Perhaps it's because they assume the client only cares about results, or that they need to prove their competency and value. The thing is, these are outcomes of understanding the client. They only happen after you've taken the time to focus on what's really going on, what the real problem is, what the unstated and perhaps even unknown needs and outcomes really are. Number two, stay true. Great service providers stay true to themselves. They don't offer up their services or try to actually provide them as something other than what they really are. I don't know if people who try to take on work outside their bailiwick do it out of good intentions, you know, a desire to do whatever it takes to serve the client, or if they really just need the work or the money. Regardless, they do a disservice to themselves and their clients. Case in point, I asked the partner of a firm which works on large projects and large clients for his recommendation for firms which provide the same services, but on a scale that would be more appropriate for a sole proprietor like me. He responded by saying he and his firm would actually be interested in submitting a proposal. I hesitantly sent him my RFP and wasn't surprised when the proposal came back way beyond the scope and budget I had wanted. We went another round with me explaining even more clearly what I was looking for and letting his team know it's okay if they wanted to drop out of the process. Their second proposal was still way off, and so I finally had to tell them it didn't make sense to proceed. The experience wasted time and energy on both our parts, and the firm lost a lot of credibility with me. I believe clients have much more respect for service providers who are clear about what they do and will turn down even the most seemingly desirable gigs in order to stay focused on it. Number three, great service providers specialize. I found the best service providers are specialists, not generalists. Whether their specialty is an industry or a type of service, specialization enables them to serve as experts in their field. Their expertise gives them instant credibility and they instill confidence immediately. Specialists usually identify the issues faster and anticipate problems better and bring a wealth of knowledge they glean from similar clients. Number four, listen. Great service providers listen first, listen more, and listen well. They make sure they really hear what clients are saying before responding, and they're wise enough, and perhaps humble enough too, to let other people, including other service providers in the room, talk first. They don't need to have all the answers, nor do they need to prove they're smart, so they're more apt to listen than to talk. And they listen between the lines and usually ask more questions than they answer, all so they can understand what someone is really asking or saying. Great service providers flex. Flexibility and adaptability are some of the greatest qualities in a service provider. I'm not talking about them moving off of their core. We just discussed that in point number two. Rather, I mean they match the working style and preferences of their clients. If a client is more relationally oriented, great service providers will invest more time and energy in developing the relationship. If a client is more results oriented, they get down to the business right away. They figure out how best to communicate with their clients, not simply making the right choice between email versus phone, but also between stories versus facts, bad news first versus good news first, etc. Bottom line, great service providers understand one approach doesn't fit all. Number six, make it fun. Great service providers make it fun to work with them. They recognize that their clients are stressed out enough by everything else they have going on, so they work hard to make their interactions something their clients look forward to. Of course, fun means different things to different people, so how they inject fun into the work depends on the client. And lastly, they deliver. Above all else, great service providers get the work done. They don't make excuses or miss deadlines. They just do it. Because when it comes down to it, you can't even really be a service provider if you don't provide the service. Now, I'm really eager to hear your reactions to this post. What other things do you think great service providers do? Also, I'm considering writing a follow-up on what great clients do. If you think this is a good idea, please let me know some items I should include on my list. And if you think this is a bad idea and something that could really get me into trouble, please be sure to tell me. Comments are open on my blog. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.